Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We've been talking on some of these broadcasts about the factors that have contributed to the shocking decline in the number of nuclear families and the enormous number of children who are growing up today without a father in the home. Another factor that must be included in the list of enemies who helped to kill the American family is financial incentives and disincentives. The great economist Arthur Laffer has pointed out that these incentives are very powerful, especially among the poor. Because of pressure from several activist groups, we have allowed powerful incentives to discourage marriage and actually favor women foregoing marriage and bearing children without marriage. Our income tax system used to advantage the traditional marriage couple raising their own children, but now it seems to be just the opposite. Political strategists advise candidates not to talk about the social issues, but the fact is that you can't talk about fiscal issues without addressing social issues, because taxpayers' money is spent mostly on 78 types of taxpayer handouts to deal with social problems, including food, housing, child care, school lunch programs, and even school breakfast. Other programs are incentives built into tax credits or tax reductions of various kinds. Several years ago, a very prominent governor who could have been elected president took this bad advice from strategists and called for a truce in talking about social issues. That killed his candidacy. The public is almost totally unaware of the size and scope of taxpayer spending on poverty, and that's why we call it the hidden welfare state. You need to know the details of what is hidden. That's why you need my new book called Who Killed the American Family? The awesome fact is that we have spent more on the war on poverty since it was started by President Lyndon Johnson than we have spent on all the wars the United States ever fought.
With the American family virtually destroyed, the government conveniently steps in to perform the tasks that should be done by mothers and fathers. The government gains power, and freedom is lost. For more on Phyllis Schlafly's new book, Who Killed the American Family, or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Okay, welcome. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity. The show is hosted by myself, Ingrid Castle, of vaclib.org or vaccinetruth.com. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation, and my co-host and partner is Al Whitney, and she has a website, anticorruptionsociety.com, and parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.com. She actually has another one, People for Safe Technologies. You can read about us on the republicbroadcasting.org website, find out a little bit more about who we are. But I wanted to mention, there are several new listeners that we get on our show, and I wanted to just mention from the callers last week that we have everything that you need to understand what we're talking about and answers to different situations that you may encounter, you know, whether it's with the police or, in this case, we're going to be talking about CPS tonight. But, you know, different situations, you want to download a copy of Lawfully Yours, and that's at the anticorruptionsociety.com website. And it's a free download. If you do not have access to the computer or you want to have it bound, you can go to Vaccination Liberation website, that's VACLIB.org, and go to the book and tape section on the top of the page. It's the third column over on the top of the page. And it's the first book listed, and we'll mail it to you for a mere $20. And then you'll have a nice bound copy. You know, because really we've been talking about using legal notices and challenging this corporate system, and it's really important that you understand how to do that and why, and you'll find that all in Lawfully Yours. So Al was sharing with me this week this excellent interview she heard just recently on Red Eyes Radio with Carlos Morales, and he was a former CPS worker. And his experience working with Child Protective Services led him to write a book called Legally Kidnapped. And this is more of a problem, I think, than most people realize. The abuse that happens in foster care is horrendous. There's a website. I really like this website a lot. We talked about it a little bit, but anyway, it's called Kidjacked, K-I-D, jacked, like kidnapped, but it's kidjacked.com, and it has a lot of great information on how to deal with CPS if that you were to ever encounter. But I think personally everyone needs to read this information because, you know, you need to be prepared, you know, for anything that happens in your life. It's like, you know, people have their emergency bug out bag. Well, you need to have total preparation for any type of possibility of CPS coming into your lives. And believe me, there's so many cases where people had no idea that they would be investigated. I mean, you know, they're perfect parents. Everything is fine. I mean, just talk to Marianne Godboldo in Detroit, Michigan, what happened with her daughter, Adriana. I mean, it's absolutely horrific. And here she was homeschooling her daughter. And this is probably one of the more famous cases across the country, but homeschooling her daughter reaches, you know, 12, 13 and wants to go to school and be socialized with the other children. And she never had vaccinated Adriana, but they told her she had to get all these vaccines in order to go to school. And instead of looking deeper into the situation, trying to find an exemption, she went ahead and got Adriana vaccinated, which led to, some of the mental and physical conditions that she had. But she took her to one doctor who put her on drugs and realized that was wrong. So she wanted to get a second opinion. And that first doctor, because she was so incensed that she didn't want to put her on drugs and wanted a second opinion, turned her into CPS. And the second opinion, of course, was quite different from the first doctor. So that was also another issue. And that led to a whole series of events that led to Marianne Godboldo being in jail for quite a while, and then her daughter ended up in a mental institution where she was raped and abused in many ways, and it's quite horrific, the whole story. But, you know, we have lots of these stories, lots and lots and lots. So one figure that was on KidJack that I found really shocking, in just a 10-year span from 1998 to 2008, 4,801 children in the U.S. died while living in foster care. And this is, you know, really tragic. In that same 10-year period, you know, figure out how many children were actually killed in the custody of their parents, and it's not there. It just isn't. It doesn't happen. You know, parents really do love their children. They're going to do what they can to protect them. And children do die in the care of their parents. It's not those kinds of rates, though. So, anyway, Al, you mentioned on the phone that many people have talked about inalienable rights versus inalienable rights and unalienable rights, and why you use the term unalienable. You wanted to mention that, because
most of us were raised with the term inalienable, and we comprehend that as nothing higher, you know, than myself and the Creator God. You know, these rights are my birthrights, given by the Creator God. However, people don't understand that what also happens if they put liens on your birth certificate, on you. And so when we say unalienable, we truly are referring to the lien. We are saying that human beings cannot have liens on their rights. And human beings don't agree to have liens on their rights. This is all done by deception. Okay, so when we say unalienable rights, we do mean unalienable rights. And that's based on the financial system, that the secret financial system that most of us are completely unaware of and are born into by nature of our birth certificate. But we're going to talk about that birth certificate tonight, right?
And absolutely.
And why the comments that were made by Carlos Morales. I listened to the interview. I really recommend it. It's on Red Ice Creation. It's really an eye-opener. I was a court-appointed special advocate for abused and neglected children for about 4 years, and I was trained in their system, and I was told pretty much that I had access to these children and that the codes gave me permission, and I never read any of the codes. They just gave me a number and said, this is the code that gives you authorization to access these children, and nobody can say no to you. And I made the assumption that the people who did my training were absolutely telling me the truth. And so I trotted off, you know, with my little code in hand and marched up to these parents or these homes of these parents or the homes of the foster parents, with full confidence that I had every right, every legal right to access those children and to ask any kind of questions I wanted to ask. So I know what they're taught as I know what I was taught. And when Carlos Morales did that wonderful interview on Red Ice Creations, I can confirm everything he said because I saw it firsthand. I saw it firsthand. And he is absolutely right. And I went into foster homes. And should your child end up in a foster home because you weren't prepared and you didn't know how to prevent it, to prohibit them from taking these rights that you have, the idea of a foster home is, it should be scary. It should scare you. Because they can remove the child and put them in a foster home before you can even respond. And that's why we're going to talk about...
Okay, hold that. Yeah, hold that until the break, okay? Thanks, sweetie.
Okay.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity with Al Whitney and Ingrid Castle as your hosts. So go ahead, you were talking, Al, can you pick up where you're talking about the unalienable and lienable? And
well, for people who still are, let's do this, Ingrid, I want to get this in before we go on. if you've been fortunate and you've never had any battles with the children's service agencies, and you think, you know, they wouldn't come after you for something benign like your child getting involved with graffiti when he's 12 years old, go to Red Ice Page and look at the story about Dave and Kim Dortch, D-O-R-T-C-H. And when you look at that story, that should just bring you into reality, I guess. I don't think we want to scare everybody, but we want you into reality. We have in this questionnaire, the questionnaire is in Lawfully Yours, but we've also posted all the information we're going to talk about tonight on the Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines website. And if you go scroll down the left, it's on the topic, Defend Yourself from Child Protective Services. And we put together
I just want to mention that the Dortches have been interviewed on Republic Broadcasting Network, too. It was a couple weeks ago, and gosh, I don't remember the host. Maybe Mike can tell us at the break if he knows. Yeah. But they, you know, this network definitely interviewed him. It was a very solid interview. It was very good.
Unfortunately, so, they've gone the way of the attorney, so I don't know what we're going to be able, how they're going to get much help there, because the attorney recognizes the authority of the Children's Services, and we're we are challenging that. The attorney is not going to do what we're doing. Let's be honest; they're just not going to do it because they work for the system. But what our approach is, and we recommend this, Ingrid, for everybody, almost to have it by your front door, which is the Corporate Government Employee Questionnaire, and that is with this little. This little PDF that you can get on Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines. It's also in Lawfully Yours. And it's a corporate government employee questionnaire. It says so right at the top. Remember, these agencies know their corporations. I found it interesting that I had a kind of a bit of a mini dispute with an attorney who didn't want to admit they're all corporations. They know their corporations. When you ask them, they know them. So they're not going to even deny that. So we put it right at the top of our questionnaire. And the questionnaire, you ask them who they are. This works for somebody who may come to your house from the government to, for any reasons whatsoever, and ask to enter your house or inspect your property. And it's not belligerent. It's not hostile. It's just a question of asking them to identify themselves. At the top it says, the following questions are based upon this Public Law Act, and we state the act, government prohibitions regarding identity theft, and recognition of the commercial statutes that define your employment. So you ask these questions, and among the questions you want to ask is statutory identification. They're all functioning under statutory law. So there are codes, Ohio revised codes, California has codes, they're all on the web, you can find them, they're there for everybody to read. So in the questionnaire you ask the name and number, of the statute, rule, or regulation that generated this encounter. Then you ask the next question is, are you aware of a document with my original signature that obligates me to adhere to this corporate statute of your employer? Then you ask the name of the document. And the last question is, under penalty of perjury, please attest by signing below you've personally seen this document and can attest to its validity. So this is going to, there's no way that the Child Protective Service employee is going to be able to answer this on the spot. And it's pretty much 100% certain that they will take this with them or to go to their car and call their boss. And it's there's a good chance that they may decide you know too much and they're going to back off. But there's also a chance that they won't, that they will come back with the supervisor. Okay? So after giving this a lot of thought, we researched this and we decided we've got two problems. One is they may come back with a supervisor. And as Carlos brought out in his interview, they can go to the school and privately interview your child and ask them anything they want. Now, that rang a bell to me because when I was a CASA, if I had a difficult time getting access to a child, I also went to the school, went up to the teacher, and I was given access to the child at the school. Never any questions asked. So, it's not enough to just not allow them into your home. If they are doing an investigation, if I wasn't allowed into a home, I would take the next route. I'm going to assume that most social workers would do the same thing. I would then make an appointment to go to the school. So once they come to your house, we're saying that now you need to initiate a notice. You need to put them on notice. And we have that all in this 5-page PDF. We have templates for a letter you can send, and we can go into what the notice states so people understand why we put this information in the form of a notice. And we're back to, we've talked about this so many times, huh, Angry, using a lawful notice.
Right. Well, it defines exactly who you are and why your child is not a ward of the state. And that's something that Carlos Morales pointed out very clearly, that the presumption is that all children are wards of the state through their birth certificate, which is... And through their marriage license, actually, they become property of the state, or they actually have an interest in that child. So through those documents, both the birth certificate and then the marriage license, where the products of the marriage are, the state has an interest in the product. Well, they have an interest in the children. That all leads to them having jurisdiction, or a presumed jurisdiction, unless you have to break that presumption right away. And that's what the notice is about. And I think it's really well stated in the notice that you are saying right away, as the mother or father of the child, then, or you could say other children if applicable, you declare that as the living flesh and blood parent of my daughter, I am responsible for her nurturing and education. So there's all these blanks that you fill in, of course. She is not the property of the corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet as the state of Maryland. Upon my daughter's birth, neither my spouse nor myself donated her to the state of Maryland or any other corporate entity, and any presumption that we did is false. So, see, there you're breaking that presumption right away, so that they don't have any jurisdiction from claiming ownership of your child, or even partial interest or partial ownership. And well, then it goes on as a...
Angry, let's...
Go
angry,
ahead. You can break.
Yeah, let's stop a minute. We will go on, but I want to read you the first... This paragraph... This is on the first page. The state of is a vast network of employees, and their courts have been told that our son and daughters are indeed their property, as is under their jurisdiction. To enforce their codes, they must provide proof of this claim if requested. Remember, if okay. we accept their presumption, they will proceed. Now we're challenging that presumption, and we'll finish that when we come back.
Great.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocate advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again. If enough Americans act to regain their freedom, the alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUNews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUNews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUNews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUNews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUNews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. You were just finishing up a thought on that. Al, do you remember where you were at?
Yeah, we were talking about the birth certificate and why the state is telling their employees that they own our children. Okay? Mm-hmm. So now, that is a presumption we're going to break. Okay, and I'm reading from the 1, 2, 3, 4th paragraph on Defend Yourself from Child Protective Services. They must provide proof of this claim if requested. Rarely, almost never, do parents request proof of this claim. Without asking them for proof of the claim, it is presumed that we accept it as a fact. The only so-called proof they have is the birth certificate signed by the child's mother. However, the mother was never told that by signing the birth certificate, she was donating her baby to the state. Contracts with undisclosed terms and conditions are not lawful and cannot be enforced. And here's the caveat. without your consent. What do you think the likelihood is them admitting in writing that your signature on your baby's birth certificate that you were coerced into signing meant that you were willingly, with full knowledge and understanding, donating your baby to the state? And if you indeed did agree to care for the state's property, known as your baby, as you have been doing, where are your payments for the many hours and costs you have invested? Now, this is a quote from Judge Dale. It's in Lawfully Yours. Quote, the birth state claims the custody of your children pursuant to the birth certificate and records them under the Department of Transportation as a state-owned vessel. So this is why they come in and they claim authority. And Ingrid is right. Add the marriage to that. But even without the marriage, single moms and dads, once the mom signs that birth certificate and you pay heck delivering in a hospital without having to sign a birth certificate, because I've been told they get X amount of money per certificate. I don't know what that figure is. But they will insist you sign that birth certificate. That gets turned over to the state. And some people say it goes even further than that. Some people say it ends up at the IMF. That's kind of hard to trace because generally this information is not made readily available to the public. So they believe they've got, the caseworker may not know this. In fact, I bet you $100 the caseworker does not know this. But all of these codes and rules and restrictions are written with the presumption that they own that child, and they have the authority to do whatever they want. Right, Ingrid? Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yeah, okay. No, it's huge, the whole birth certificate issue. And we do know people that have had hospital births and left the hospital without a birth certificate. Not recently, our former co-director, Donna Carrillo, used to coach people into all the reasons not to get a birth certificate and how to leave the hospital without one. It's very interesting. We had a conference call on this, and the call was killed over this discussion. This is a huge piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, it really is. And how was the call killed? That's kind of an interesting story. You mean it just went dead?
Yeah, we had all of our Vaccination Liberation chapters were on a conference call, and she was sharing about the birth certificate issue and how she had that year alone helped three women, all having births in hospital, leave the hospital without the birth certificate, giving some excuse that they wanted to just have some time to name the baby, you know, things like that. So they stalled and were able to leave the hospital without the birth certificate. And then she went into some of the reasons, and the call literally, it was originated from me. And I believe me, I knew we didn't do anything with it. And it was on free conference call, you know, free.
Yeah.
So I told them when they wanted feedback that I could never do their free conference calls again because they killed a call over, the level of intensity of the discussion, apparently.
Wow.
But yeah, we had to try to remember everyone that was on the call and call them back and tell them to call back in. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, it isn't. It's huge because it is that birth certificate that eventually becomes a CUSIP number, right? And eventually is connected to the SESTA-QV trust. But, Ingrid, do you want to continue reading the notice? You were, I kind of interrupted you. You were in the middle of reading.
Well, actually, people can download it. I think it makes some great points, you know, because you're stating really clearly that the corporation of your state, you know, the state of Maryland, as I was using an example, is a for-profit corporation. All corporations are, and they cannot make laws. As this is from the notice, regarding the care and upbringing of flesh and blood boys or girls without their flesh and blood parents' consent. They can only make laws, rules, and regulations for non-human legal persons of fiction. This description does not apply to our family and our children. You know, it does not apply to us. So I do not recognize the entity known as the
you know, some county in Maryland's their Department of Children Services as a government child protection institution. It is a for-profit corporation, I'm sorry, doing business and listed on Dun & Bradstreet. And as such, this private corporation is bound by the law of contracts and has no authority to initiate any action regarding my son or daughter without a contract signed by me. And I do not wish to contract with this entity, you know, the Department of Children's Services in this county. This is my notice of non-consent and my refusal to contract. And then you, you know, you sign your name, you have witnesses, and you can use a notary. So it's very clear. It's, the template will be up at anticorruptionsociety.com.
No, wait,
under
wait.
The program stop. Notes initially, right?
Oh, no? Yeah, yeah. I will put it under program notes. You're absolutely right. I'll do that.
That's where it's initially going to be, initially.
Right.
Before you move it into a more permanent section.
Well, and it already is.
Right now.
It already is on Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, but yes, Ingrid's absolutely right. For the sake of the show and the listeners, I will definitely put it up there.
Well, it just needs a brief edit, and it's really good. It's really solid. Al put a lot of time into developing that. She was inspired from after hearing the interview and hearing enough stories from me, some horrible CPS stories, and we have a whole section on our website at Vaccination Liberation for dealing with CPS where I, you know, grabbed the KidJacked website, but I'm going to have to update that because some of that information has been around for a while. It's still very valid, but like we're talking about Carlos Morales, you know, the author of Legally Kidnapped, he has his own website, truthovercomfort.net. And so that'll also be listed as on the program links, so people can go directly to his website and purchase his book directly from him, because he has been blackballed from getting a job in social services, any line of government social services. He's been blackballed due to his writing of this book and exposing the underbelly of the beast, shall we say.
You know, and people just aren't aware. He talks about the incentives, and that's true. Now, when I was a CASA, I was a pure volunteer, and so I was completely apart from what the money mess was going on. But these agencies, they get money from the state, right? And like all government agencies, and this is tragic, but it's true across the country. This was designed by design. They set up our government agency system so that if an agency doesn't use all their money 1 year, they cut their budget next year. So whatever it takes, they attempt to use every penny. And if they want to grow their agency and grow their importance and grow their staff and whatever, they increase the number of children they take away. And there's an incentive for them to take children away. He lost his job because in 1 year he only removed, I think, like children from four or five families. And his peers, the numbers were staggering. So he explains how it's incentivized within the agency to remove children and to put them in foster care. When I was working as a CASA, there was also an incentive to get these children on drugs. And I had one child that I was visiting, and the teacher at the school thought the child was a little unruly and recommended his medications be increased. And the foster parent felt he was quite knowledgeable and refused to do it. He lost custody of that foster parent because the school wanted the child on more drugs, and he wouldn't take him into the psychiatrist to get the drug medications increased.
So the foster parent lost custody, or the parent did?
The foster parent.
Yeah. No, amazing, amazing. Okay, we're coming up to a break. So please stay tuned, and we'll hopefully take a caller. Is that right?
Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited-time offer is for new subscribers only.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney. I'm here tonight with Ingrid Castle. We've been talking about Children Protective Services and their presumption that the state owns your child, which will remain if you don't rebut it. But before we left for the break, we talked a little bit about foster care and vaccinations. And unfortunately, there is no lawful notice for that. If your child is taken from you and put in foster care, the foster care then takes control of your child's health care. And if you're a foster parent, as I brought up before the break, who was opposed to giving additional drugs to his foster child, he had no authority to stop that either. So the foster care parents, foster parents, sign agreements where they agree to whatever terms and conditions the state of establishes. Just to let you know, nothing we can do to help them because they've signed a contract and the state has assumed custody of the child. Okay, we have a caller, Chris from Las Vegas. Good evening, Chris. How are you tonight?
Oh, very well, Al. And Ingrid, very pleasant to speak to both of you ladies this evening.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you, too.
Our pleasure. Yeah.
Well, you know, you've spoken quite a few times about being a CASA. I think it's important for the listeners to know that a CASA is either a court-appointed special advocate or a congressionally appointed special advocate.
Well, that's true. In the case of a child, in the case of the whole system of the state and children, it is the court-appointed special advocate for abused and neglected children.
Yes, and the state, as you observed earlier, they actually received their funds for the Title IV acts of the Social Security Act that are given to the states to administer for their child protective services programs, which causes the state to be in the child protective custody or child kidnapping for profit business, to be quite frank about it.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
When the state assumes the responsibility for the children, they take them under either a guardian ad litem or a ward of the court concept, whereby they claim that they're looking after the interest of the child, although they're effectively protecting their own fiduciary interest that they can achieve through providing the alleged care, whatever version they deem it to be, for the child, which might not be in the child's best interest, but the state's financially best interest particularly.
Absolutely, Chris. In fact, that Carlos Morales did a good job of explaining that as well. He became quite aware that that's what was going on. It's about the money. Mm-hmm. It always is.
Well, and you mentioned it earlier. The states themselves, the hospitals, get $5,000 from the State Bureau of Vital Statistics for every birth certificate they turn in, which is one of the reasons they're so insistent upon you having one. Then the state sends the money to the Bureau of Vital Statistics for the nation, and they receive $20,000 for the one they gave $20,000 to the hospital for. And then the Department of Treasury gets those, and they sell them to the Department of the Internal Monetary Fund, as you observed, where they create these CUSIP accounts under the birth cert, which is effectually a bill of lading for goods on the projected output. And, of course, the Social Security, they monetize them to the point of $1.8 million and put that into a secret trust, perhaps the CESTAQ trust, perhaps some other form of trust, which develops interest on a yearly basis for the life, and then they use it to prey upon. In fact, the Commerce Clause is a war clause, and they use your all-caps fictitious name to commit war against you and to feed off the financial interest of your projected income earnings that are gathered in these trusts that you don't know that you have.
That sounds pretty much like what I have read. However, somehow we have to connect the Chris account to the courts because the judge cannot access that Chris account without the permission of both the defendant and the plaintiff.
Well, and your point about permission is very well taken. In fact, that's the whole concept of the volunteer nature of the Child Protective Services schemas, is that most people actually allow the Child Protective Services to come in their home without challenging their authority, demanding proof of their claim and their jurisdiction to do so. And one of the things that I've read that seems to be particularly important is to clarify that your children are your biologic private property and the offspring of the fruits of the collective labors of both parents that you have a direct spiritual interest in preserving. And the Supreme Court, and there are many court cases, actually affirm this concept.
Well, in this case, we agree with you. But in this case, what we're trying to do is give notice to them to ensure that we have no consent. We have not consented. The missing link, Chris, seems to be up one side and down the other. We don't realize we have the right, actually, the right to not consent. We take the opposite opinion, which is they don't have the right to take it, and they're presuming the right to take the child. We're the ones that have to deny consent.
Oh, I wholly support and endorse your concept. I've seen your paperwork on your site, which I urge all the listeners to visit and at least peruse and take advantage of the free offerings that you have there. And demanding the purported public agents, which they're really private foreign corporate mercenaries masquerading as public servants, have to prove their claim and give some evidence of what power and authority they are there under and what right they have to enter your home without a warrant issued upon probable cause supported by an affidavit under fear of pain or penalties of perjury attesting to the facts that they put forth in their claim against you, which is frequently an anonymous claim which makes the evidence hearsay and not supportable of anything.
That's correct. And unfortunately, too many people have just been caving, huh, Chris? They just, but they're very good at sounding benign. And I'm going to confess that, you know, that's how I was trained. You go to the house and you sound real friendly and benign. But then when you're really there to investigate and, you know, we're trying to warn people that it may not go in your best interest. They can put anything on that report. And generally, their superiors don't challenge them. At least they never challenged me. They never challenged
me. Well, the other aspect is that not everyone is out there. In fact, very few people have established their children as part of their private property and part of their estate. So that presumption has never been broken. Most children born in this country have a birth certificate. So the whole purpose of the notice is to, you know, stop them from ever getting their foot in the door. And that's really, you know, the most important thing is to stop them from ever entering your house and ever doing, even starting an investigation. And that is the function of this particular paperwork because, like I said, there are so many people in this country that don't know the information that we're sharing, and we're trying to make it more readily available. So, and we're going to be putting this links to this on our CPS page too at Vaccination Liberation. But yeah, we've got to. It's gotten really out of control. I'm sure, Chris, you know of many cases just in Las Vegas. But you know, we have another caller that's been waiting really patiently, and we're near the top of the hour, so I want to quickly take Chris, and maybe we'll have to carry it over. But thank you, Chris in Las Vegas. Let's go to Chris in Colorado before the end of the show. Do you have a question, Chris?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I downloaded some of the PDFs from your website, the Great American Adventure and the legal process.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had some really basic questions. I'm not as knowledgeable as the last caller for you guys. So what I wanted to know was who exactly is Judge Dale? Because all it says here is that he's a retired federal judge.
That's it. That's all you get. We'll talk more when we come back.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour, so we're going to go into the second hour, Chris. If you want to hold on, we've actually had that come up quite a bit recently. So we're going to just go ahead and nick that one right away so people are clear, okay? Thanks, Chris.